Hey everyone, this is Tiffany from TiffanyLambert.com. I love answering questions that y'all send in to me because it really helps a lot of other people on my list who haven't asked the question but who have the question. So someone had a really good one. They had purchased the Rebrandio product, which is basically just a rebrander for content, and came up with a very common question that I hear from people. She said, I don't have a website, blog, or newsletter. I know how to write, which I did sometimes for friends, but I hate Facebook. So how will I start promoting an offer? Where do I start best? I thought the rebrander will give me some help, but where do I show it to get customers myself? It's like with any offer, isn't it? She also wanted to know if she created a Facebook group for beginners, if it would be fraudulent, kind of, you know, teaching them if you haven't had success yet. So here's my answer to this question. When you start out in internet marketing, you have to understand that you're going to have to develop some what they call virtual real estate. Where do you want your home? You can't just be out there all over the place dropping off things. I mean, you can, but it's much harder for you to succeed because there's nowhere for people to go to develop a following for you. They may pick up little bits and pieces and crumbs that you leave online, but they have nowhere to go to subscribe to you, to tune into your messages and your advice and things like that. So I always suggest that people have a blog. There's the difference between a website and a blog. I mean, very minuscule, but I suggest a blog, just a regular domain, install WordPress. There's a million tutorials out there on how to do it. It's very easy. And just start a blog. Now, a newsletter, your email autoresponder, yes, I suggest you build a list from day one. There's just certain components that are, I wouldn't say mandatory. You don't have to do that, but you're really shooting yourself in the foot if you steer clear of these things. Having a blog, having an email autoresponder system, and having social media profiles. Those three things, I think, are key to really, really leveling up in this business. Is it possible for you to just stay behind the scenes and not really have the branding out there? You can. It's just so much harder. Why would you do that? So I suggest the first place you start is your blog, and then hook it up to an email autoresponder, because you want, even from day one, you want anyone who lands on that blog or reads a PDF by you or anything or a social post, you want them to have a place that they can go to sign up and tune into your messages and a way for you to communicate with them whenever you want to. Whether it's to inform them or to make profits, either one. So those, I think, are necessities. As far as where you're going to put your social networking profiles, that's up to you. You need to research the niche and find out where they are. Like I say, if you're going, you know, the diet niche, you're going to find Facebook groups, you're going to find Instagram profiles, you're going to find Pinterest, you're going to find YouTube. There's all different kinds of things for that. But some topics may not have all of those. For instance, toys. If you're in the toy niche, you're going to find YouTube channels for unboxing videos. You're going to find Pinterest accounts that have it. I don't know if there's many Facebook groups for toys. There might be. I don't know. I haven't researched it. But it's just something that I wouldn't think there was, you know, much of. So you really need to research and find out where your audience is. Likewise, I wouldn't put toys on Instagram, really. I don't know if there is that or not, but as far as the fraudulent thing, to me, it's how I started my blog, is just getting out there and putting my story out there. You don't have to sit there and claim you're a six-figure or seven-figure marketer if you're not. All you have to do is share information that you're learning. So I was very transparent, and it's one of the things that endeared early subscribers to my list, is that I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. I've never done this before. I talked about, you know, where I faltered with things, how I succeeded, different things like that. And you don't have to be phony about it. So you can say, hey, I'm a beginner like you. I thought I'd start this group for us and share what I'm learning. That's a great place to go. It's not as intimidating for other newbies. It's actually more inviting, actually, if you do that that way. So when you have content, rebrander content and all that, and you don't have customers yet, you just start blogging and you start your list, obviously. When you blog, you share it on social media networks. You take a lot of time to create really valuable content with your blog and your report, and you network. Networking is really, really important, because if you're on social media and you're networking with your competitors and your customers, then that helps you get that exposure that you want for your content, whether it's a PDF that you're rebranding or your blog or whatever. So you go and you share that content on your social media profiles. Social media profiles, I see some people do it right and some do it wrong. You want to have a mix. So you want to have some of your business stuff on there and some of your personal stuff. You know, if you're just posting about Aunt Sally's 89th birthday party, then you can choose on Facebook to just post it to certain people. You know, but if you're sharing a trip you're on or something, you want to share it with everybody so that they can get to know you as a person and not just a marketer. And then, of course, if you're sharing something with business and you want to leave Aunt Sally out because she'll be totally confused, then you can restrict her viewing those posts and just share that with your networking audience. So basically, that's what you do. You have to start somewhere with developing that audience. So you want to start with a home base, a blog, an email autoresponder, your social profiles. And it doesn't mean you're going to get that exposure on day one. It may take a few months. So that's why it's always better to go ahead instead of, you know, avoiding it and trying to do everything but that, just get started early on it. That way it's over, it's done with, it's set up, and you have this home base for people to go to. Now you can focus on your content creation and your lessons that you want to share with people, and you have a place to put it and a place to for people to go to consume it. Okay? So I hope that helps, and I will talk to you later.